Polskie Radio dla zagranicy.
Polish Radio External Service.
This is the external service of Polish Radio with me, Agnieszka Bielawska, welcoming you to this Monday broadcast from a sunny and warm Warsaw. We open, as usual, on weekdays with our news from Poland magazine and the headlines of this hour. With 95% of votes counted, Bronisław Komorowski emerges as new head of state. The presidential election split Poland in two and market reaction to elections positive. And in news from Poland today, with the Prime Minister's close ally moving to the presidential palace, will the government carry out promised economic reforms?
I don't think Mr. Tusk and Mr. Komorowski will be courageous enough to carry out all those reforms, which must be very painful for Poland and for the Polish voters.
What are the challenges the fourth democratic president has to face?
I think that a reform of public economy, a reform of public health systems especially. But for the president of Poland, there is so many tasks on the higher level. For example, our national pride, our history.
Next in the magazine, foreign press reactions to Polish presidential elections and a look at Polish dailies will wind up news from Poland. All that coming up in a moment, but first, the news. With 95% of votes counted, announced by Poland's National Election Commission, Bronisław Komorowski has a lead of 52.63% to 47.37% for Jarosław Kaczyński.
Kochani, wygrała demokracja. Wygrała nasza polska demokracja.
It is a victory of democracy, of our Polish democracy, said Bronisław Komorowski after the initial results were announced. The turnout was 55.29% when updated results were released over 7 hours after polling stations closed. Bronisław Komorowski won in 9 and Jarosław Kaczyński in 7 provinces in Poland. The National Election Commission confirmed that in geographical terms it was the Vistula that divided Poland into Komorowski and Kaczyński supporters. The West voted for the Civic Platform candidate, with Komorowski receiving over 60% support in the south and northwest of Poland. Jarosław Kaczyński triumphed in the eastern regions, over 60% support, and central Poland with over 50% of votes. The division into west and east, however, does not embrace capitals of the provinces. Results show that Lublin in the east is the only regional capital which saw the advantage of Jarosław Kaczyński, 50.25% to 49.75% for Komorowski. In Opole and Poznań in the southwest, Komorowski had an over 70% support as compared to over 20 for Kaczyński. In Gdańsk on the Baltic coast and Olsztyn in the northeast, Komorowski was supported by 67% to 66% respectively. In capitals, a region which brought victory to Jarosław Kaczyński, like Łódź in central Poland and Białystok in the east, Komorowski won 63% of votes. Similarly, in Warsaw, though the Mazovia region saw the victory of Jarosław Kaczyński, Komorowski got an over 63% support and Kaczyński 36.48%. Also, Kraków in the south, the region which in general voted for Jarosław Kaczyński, its capital supported Komorowski. The highest turnout was in Warsaw, 66.7%, followed by Gdańsk, 64.71%. The lowest, 53.77%, was recorded in Gorzów Wielkopolski in the west. Bronisław Komorowski also leads in a majority of voting stations abroad, with the exception of the United States and Rome. Over 5,000 Poles cast their votes in Italy, with the results pointing to Jarosław Kaczyński's victory in Rome with a 53% support. The electorate in the Eternal City is in majority composed of clergy working at the Vatican. Bronisław Komorowski received a majority vote in Milan, though the turnout at the election polls in Italy was rather poor, considering the over 90,000 Polish migration living there. Jarosław Kaczyński achieved a smashing victory in the United States with over 70% of votes. The turnout during the second round was higher than during the first, with the highest registered in Chicago, where over 18,000 votes were cast, and in New York with 15,500. Bronisław Komorowski was supported by the majority of Poles living in Sweden, Belarus and Moscow. Over 80% of Poles living in the Russian capital voted for the Civic Platform candidate. In Belgium, Komorowski also got the majority vote, 68%, with 31% supporting Jarosław Kaczyński. Komorowski also got major support in Germany in the three stations set up in Berlin, Cologne and Munich. The second round also saw the victory of Bronisław Komorowski in New Delhi with 44 votes against 19 votes for Kaczyński. The electoral centre in Delhi embraced the whole of India, Nepal, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Sri Lanka and Maldives. According to estimated data, there are some 200 Poles living in that region. In Israel, the Civic Platform candidate received 62.29% votes, his opponent Jarosław Kaczyński 37.7%. The economic market has positively reacted to the results of the presidential election in Poland. Speaking for Polish radio today, market analyst Łukasz Bugaj points that investors' reactions are most visible on the financial market. There was no reaction on the stock exchange, but when it comes to the Polish currency, the zloty registered a significant strengthening in respect to almost all currencies. That is due to the fact that investors, especially foreign investors, kindly look at Komorowski since they hope for speedy reforms, in particular those relating to lowering the budget deficit. Bugaj underlines that investors do not hope for the fulfillment of the election promises of the Civic Platform candidate since, as he said, that Poland cannot afford but expect the lowering of public spending. Bugaj added, however, that the reforms planned by the Civic Platform may now be hampered due to the oncoming regional authorities election this year and parliamentary ballot next spring. And a look at culture. The Museum of World War II is to be set up in Gdańsk. 240 architectural firms from across the world will submit their designs for a Museum of World War II to be built in Gdańsk on the Baltic coast. They have been selected from amongst 328 applications from 42 countries. The largest number of firms taking part in the competition comes from Poland. The United States, France, Germany, Britain and Spain are next on the list. The deadline for presenting preliminary concepts of the design is August the 13th. An international jury includes leading Polish and foreign architects, art historians and artists such as Daniel Lipskind, George Ferguson, Hans Stiemann, Tomasz Konior and Jack Lohmann, the director of the Museum of London. The jury is to announce its verdict on September 1st. A discussion panel will later be held to exchange views on the prize-winning designs. Construction work is to begin next year and the opening of the Museum of World War II is scheduled for 1 September 2014, the 75th anniversary of the outbreak of World War II. It is to document the history of World War II in the context of both big politics of the time and the experiences of the ordinary people in Poland and other countries. And a reminder for all the latecomers that you're tuned to Polish Radio's external services broadcasting from Warsaw. As you heard in the news, Poland has a new president, the fourth democratically elected head of state since the collapse of communism. He is a moderate conservative politician, Bronisław Komorowski, a leader of Prime Minister Tusk's Civic Platform Party. One of the key questions now is whether, in the new political configuration, the ruling coalition will fulfill its promises. Over to Michał Kubicki.
Komorowski has served as Speaker of Parliament since the victory of the Civic Platform in the parliamentary elections in 2007. He became interim president after the death of Lech Kaczyński. He defeated Poland's conservative icon Jarosław Kaczyński, the brother of the late president, who had been blamed by the governing coalition for blocking its reforms. On the face of it, therefore, Komorowski's victory has placed Prime Minister Tusk in a comfortable position. Right after exit polls were announced, he pledged to go ahead with his plan to introduce an anchor on public spending. According to Marek Magierowski of the Rzeczpospolita Daily, with local government elections in the autumn and parliamentary elections next year, this is likely to prove an empty promise.
The point is whether Mr. Tusk and his government would like to carry out some very profound reforms of the Polish political and economic system with the parliamentary elections just around the corner. But Mr. Komorowski says, give us 500 days of calm and we'll try to reform Poland. But these 500 days will never be calm. I don't think Mr. Tusk and Mr. Komorowski will be courageous enough to carry out all those reforms, which must be very painful for Poland and for the Polish voters.
These reforms are badly needed to bolster the economy and avert the sort of crisis which is currently experienced by some EU countries. I also asked Marcin Sobczyk, Warsaw Bureau Chief of Dow Jones Newswires, if Komorowski's win is a major boost for the government.
Not really. The result for Mr. Komorowski is not as solid as everyone expected. His popularity will not be immediately very big. He has antagonized vital voter groups. It is a boost in a way for the governing party because it will have a president from its own team. But in fact, it faces a very difficult time ahead. There's many challenges, and the result is not as originally expected.
Almost all Polish analysts agree that Jarosław Kaczyński, despite his defeat, is this election's winner as well. A man who until recently had the largest negative electorate in Poland and whose Law and Justice Party registered a steady fall in popularity ratings has emerged again as one of the top players in Polish politics. Marek Magierowski again.
He has never been dreaming of becoming president. He would prefer to become the next prime minister. His main objective is to win the next parliamentary elections. And Mr. Kaczyński will still be president in politics, which is not a very good news for Mr. Tusk and Mr. Komorowski, because they have been thinking about a complete and definitive defeat of Mr. Kaczyński in these elections. If Mr. Kaczyński disappeared from the political scene in Poland, that would be the major triumph for the civic platform. But as we can see now, Mr. Kaczyński has just regained the terrain, and he has cemented his grip on his own party. So I think, talking about the consequences of this, of the outcome of these elections, I think that it will be quite a boost for himself and for his party.
The 4th of July was surely one of the most important dates in Poland's recent history. As you heard from Marek Magierowski, during the election campaign, Komorowski appealed for 500 days of calm. Asked if this is a realistic prospect, Andrzej Jonas of the weekly Warsaw Voice has a firm response.
It's impossible. The next day after Mr. Komorowski began his job as a president of Poland, Mr. Kaczyński will start the old new war against the civic platform and against the government of the civic platform and this Peasants Party because of the coming two elections.
It is expected that Bronisław Komorowski will be sworn in as Poland's new president in the first half of August. It is not clear yet who will replace him as parliamentary speaker. I am Michał Kubicki for News from Poland.
20 years after the fall of communism in Poland, this country has come a long way. Now a member of NATO and the European Union, boasting one of the most resilient economies in Europe. What are the challenges the fourth democratic president has to face? Alicja Baczyńska reports.
A number of difficult tasks await the new head of state in the next five-year term. Political analyst Bartłomiej Biskup from Warsaw University talks about the top issues that need to be addressed.
I think that a reform of public economy, a reform of public health systems especially. But for the president of Poland, there is so many tasks on the higher level. For example, our national pride, our history. And I think that the tragedy of Smolensk is the next attempt to be discussed with Russians, of course, and inside Poland. And the role of the president on this stem should be stronger, I think. So we have a very, very big sector of discussion, but the president has not very big influence as government. And I think the priority in domestic policy is to define the role of the new president in connection to the government.
Poland is currently considered the star of the European Union, as it is the only country to have seen a positive economic growth in 2009 amidst the global economic slowdown. Yet the prospects are bleak for the country, with unemployment remaining above the European average at 12%, claims economist Richard Mbewa, lecturer at the Wazarski University in Warsaw.
I can foresee problems arising as a result of lack of liquidity in the economy. So you could expect consumption to go down and investments to go down because of credit crunch. Banks have tightened up their credit policies. The major problem facing Poland is how to activate the society, how to create an impulse in the economy.
Stimulating the economy should be a top priority for the authorities, bringing Poland a step closer to the adoption of the euro, says Richard Mbewa.
On a micro level, I know that companies and especially individuals are having problems with financing their activities, let alone increase their consumption or investments. The investments which are being considered as the driving force in the Polish economy today, so on a macro level, especially the building of infrastructure using EU funds. But this will end up in 2013. What happens afterwards?
Poland's decision makers are also facing the question of raising their retirement age as a way of decreasing the budget deficit and securing higher economic growth.
Another way is to limit the amount of people who are getting compensation as a result of health problems or having been categorized as terminally ill or incapable to work. This is one area where a lot of government funds disappear. You find that you've got 25-year-old people who cannot be able to work because they are somehow sick or they are incapable of working, which if you are to check properly, you could find that they can find some job somewhere somehow. Another way is to reduce the social security system of farmers, the so-called CRUS, and bring it up to the level of the other professions.
On the international arena, it is Poland's top priority to manage relations between Germany and Russia, alongside Poland's transatlantic ties, says political analyst Bartłomiej Biskup from the University of Warsaw.
As we can see, Germany and Russia are in very good conditions and in very good relationships. And of course, Poland is situated between these two big countries and between these two big economies. And in the last 2 years, I think our relations with the United States are not very strong as it used to be from 1990. I think the new president and the government, of course, should make these relations more effective.
A pending matter on the international arena to be touched upon at the NATO summit in November is the question of an early pullout of the Polish contingent from Afghanistan, recently announced by government officials in the wake of deaths of Polish troops in Taliban attacks. One of the key events Poland is gearing for is the European presidency in 2011, placing the country in the role of a decision-making body, assuming responsibility for the entire Union, as opposed to the so far prevailing position of the recipient of EU funding. The Eastern Partnership Programme, one of the core issues to be addressed in the presidency, is in line with the role Poland plays in the region. It is therefore important what stance the president takes as regards the 400,000-strong Polish community based in Belarus in the wake of recent reports of persecution of Poles in the country. The fourth Polish president in democratic Poland has to face a number of challenges within the next term in order to bring the country closer to the West, thus making the result of the presidential ballot vital to the country's development. I'm Alicja Baczyńska for News from Poland.
Tuned to Polish Radio's external services broadcasting from Warsaw. This is News from Poland. Next in the magazine, a look at what foreign press had to say about the presidential elections in Poland. Over to Monika Greszta and Alicja Baczyńska.
Poland has opted for cohesive power. Poland is shifting away from ultra-conservatism and relief for business in Brussels. These are just some of the comments appearing in the Belgian press in response to Civic Platform candidate Bronisław Komorowski's victory in yesterday's presidential elections.
What we see now is a politically normalized Poland standing strong on economic growth and ready to take over EU presidency in 2011, writes Francophone L'Histoire.
It is no secret which candidate was preferred by the European Union, as it had for long wanted to avoid the quarrelsome Eurosceptic Jarosław Kaczyński, and now many European leaders may heave a sigh of relief, claims Swedish public broadcaster Radio Sweden.
By choosing the Civic Platform candidate, Poles opted for political stability, writes French daily Le Figaro. The paper claims, however, that the defeated Jarosław Kaczyński has made a spectacular comeback on the political arena.
Komorowski's triumph puts an end to the Catholic nationalist era of Kaczyński brothers, such as the title of the center-right L'Avanguardia.
According to the paper, Poles once again had to choose between an EU-friendly civic platform and the Eurosceptic Law and Justice, a party known for its constant search of internal enemies.
Komorowski's victory has helped avoid a Polish-Polish war, mostly centered on relations with Europe, claims Italian daily Corriere della Sera.
The victory of Bronisław Komorowski means that what Süddeutsche Zeitung calls the anti-Kaczyński effect prevailed over a recent wave of grief and compassion for Jarosław Kaczyński, brother of the late President Lech Kaczyński, writes the paper.
Spanish right-wing El Mundo writes that thanks to the new president, Poland will open to Europe and will conduct reforms so far vetoed by the late president.
Komorowski's victory will come as a relief to financial markets, which had been counting on him winning. Yet his slight advantage over Kaczyński is likely to mean that the government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk will not embark on a program of bold reforms, claims Financial Times.
Bronisław Komorowski started the election far ahead in opinion polls, but his lackluster campaigning and a well-conducted effort by Jarosław Kaczyński ended up giving him the very narrow victory, which leaves Civic Platform weaker than it was before the election, writes the paper.
The vast support for Komorowski's rival stems from the shock of the Polish society after the Smolensk tragedy, but also the political skill of the head of the Law and Justice Party, writes Le Figaro.
Russian Izvestia writes that Jarosław Kaczyński has refrained from employing the uncompromising rhetoric typical for the right. Although he has accused Russia of prolonging the investigation into the Smolensk air crash, which killed 96 passengers, including his brother, President Lech Kaczyński, the politician has assured he wanted friendly relations with Moscow.
Meanwhile, Russian Kommersant points to a nervous atmosphere among Civic Platform members ahead of the elections. The paper attributes the unease to an amendment to a missile shield agreement with the United States, presenting a more favorable stance for Russia as a way of securing Poland against crisis with Moscow, should Jarosław Kaczyński win, claims Kommersant.
Meanwhile, Israeli daily Haaretz writes that the elections have divided Poles in the worst possible way, that is, into those who consider themselves morally better and those who find themselves intellectually superior.
Alicja Baczyńska and Monika Greszta reading the foreign papers for you. And now it's over to John Beecham, who's been reviewing Polish daily press.
All the dailies devote their front-page spreads to the second round of elections, which saw Bronisław Komorowski become the near-certain president for the next 5 years. Most of Sunday's election passed by without incident, although Gazeta Wyborcza reports that one priest in the southeastern Lublin province broke the election's silence by stating in his sermon that law and justice candidate Jarosław Kaczyński is the only suitable choice for his parishioners, going as far as to compare Bronisław Komorowski with the devil, one witness told the daily. The conservative Catholic Nasz Dziennik states that the Civic Platform candidate cannot claim that he has a strong social mandate after almost 50% of the country voted for Jarosław Kaczyński. We now await 5 years of regressive politics, states the paper. This is not good news for the Republic, adding that Komorowski is not an independently minded politician who is ready to leave his role as a political frontman, Nasz Dziennik claims. This year's presidential campaign was the most thrifty in the history of Poland's Third Republic, analysts claim in the financial Puls Biznesu. Each party managed to save between 5 and 10 million zloty, that's 1.2 to 2.4 million euro, in what has been called the cheapest political campaigning for both parliamentary and presidential elections since Poland regained its independence. The Daily writes that cost-cutting measures were visible throughout the campaign, with fewer leaflets handed out and less telephone canvassing. Billboards hailing candidates from across the political spectrum were also few and far between, informs Puls Biznesu. And moving away from the elections now, Rzeczpospolita states that Tempe agencies can count on double-digit growth in 2010. Randstad, the leading agency in Poland, estimates that this year will be the best in terms of number of employees as well as turnover, which may well beat the record set in 2008, the Daily writes. Adecco, Poland's second-largest Tempe agency, saw a 61% growth in revenue in the first half of 2010 and may see a 40% rise by the year's end. Temping agencies in Poland create an annual turnover of 2 million zloty, reminds Rzeczpospolita.
John Beecham and a look at Polish dailies wind up this edition of News from Poland.